Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Still just a little bit of laryngitis today. Probably be gone by tomorrow, and I'll be back to regular. Doesn't hurt, just makes me sound a little gravelly voiced. But I continue to march. I show up every day, just like you do, small business owners. And I can't be a small business advocate if I don't do just what you do, at least as much as you do. Got a new friend here. Ekaterina Walter is here, ladies and gentlemen. Ekaterina is a social innovator at Intel. She works at Intel. She's a recognized business and marketing thought leader. Many of you have seen her byline in a number of the really hot publications. She's named one of the 25 women who rock social media. She's the author of Think Like Zuck. It's all about things you and I can learn from Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook. And she's our new friend, Ekaterina Walter. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for joining us. Now, you were born in Russia, and you immigrated here, what, a couple of decades ago?
About 14 years.
14 years?
That's right.
Well, good for you. We're glad you're here, and we're glad for your contribution. Most everyone knows who Mark Zuckerberg is, the founder of the sensational, controversial founder and visionary founder of Facebook, which has just basically almost overnight become the 800-pound social media gorilla, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what can we learn from this guy?
I think a number of things. And, you know, I haven't only focused on Zuckerberg as an example. I used it as one of the main examples. But, you know, the learnings in the book, I think, are more universal. Because when you start hearing the success stories and a number of founders, especially young founders, right, of this decade, like Jake Nicola Fredless and Ricky Van Veen of, you know, Vimeo and collegehumor.com and others, and you start hearing the trend and kind of their advice for success, You sort of sit up and listen. And so I think there's a number of things that that is interesting about how Facebook has, you know, risen to success. I think one of them is the fact that Zuckerberg admits and knows that, especially early on, he hasn't been he didn't have enough knowledge and enough sort of experience to drive the company. And so,
I call that, and this isn't something I've been talking about, Ekaterina, for his generation. Something I've been, and it's an issue that I've been pointing out with great love and affection, with great respect and endearment to the younger folks, that they have lots and lots of content. Their head is full of content. And sometimes there's so much, they get the idea that that's all they need when they don't have enough context. Now, that's my message to them. What do you think?
Yes, well, you know, that's why I think he was brilliant, actually, partnering with Sheryl Sandberg, the current CEO, because she has a totally different perspective, different age.
She's got the context.
Different gender, exactly. She has a network. Right, and she has a network, and she has built an organized and a disciplined, you know, company or subset of a company before when she was at Google, etc. So I think the fact that early on he was very honest about, I need a complemented set of skills in a partner who will help take my vision and the product that I build to actual, you know, execution and growth. You know, that's what I think was one of the things that
is definitely something that small business owners can learn from Zuckerberg, because, and I've said this 100 times on this show over the last 15 years, maybe more, that just because you're entrepreneurial enough to have the vision and the drive and all the other things you need to start a business – against all odds and make it successful doesn't mean you have the ability to sustain that success. And you and the sooner you realize where you're deficient and you augment that with other people, the more likely you are to be sustainable. What do you think?
Absolutely, I agree. Well, you know, but the other thing that he was kind of brilliant about, and I think that's the trait of everybody who's starting the business that sees success eventually, is that whole mentality of a startup never goes away, no matter how successful you become,
right?
So you are staying in permanent beta, and you are creating the culture of urgency. I mean, he was pretty brilliant. He created a hacker culture, and, you know, this was something that definitely is attributed to Zuckerberg, because this is something that he does personally and he expects from his company, no matter how big it grows, and now it's over, you know, 4,000 people, is that sort of mentality of focus. You know, stay focused and keep shipping. The journey is only 1% finished are the slogans, right? Done is better than perfect is keep innovating, keep moving, keep staying relevant and agile. And that, what I think, is one of the bigger sort of fundamental reasons of success, is if you don't create the right culture and the right mentality, you know, and bring the right people on board, which we'll talk about as well, you know, you won't see that sort of success. So, you know, small businesses know what being in a permanent beta means, right? And, they're continuously innovating. That's why they're so amazing. Now,
so two of the things that you that you just talked about are two things that you identify in the book: people and partnerships.
Correct.
Basically, we've been talking about those things without really dealing, you know, specifically calling them that. But basically, that's what you've been addressing, is people and partnerships. And that is, you know, building strategic alliances is something I said in 1998 that people were going to have to be better at in the 21st century.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? A success is a team sport, right? Yeah. So honestly, nobody can achieve success alone. But, you know, the other thing about people that he and guys at, you know, Apple and others do well, is they hire the right fit for the company. So they're very clear with their purposes, a third P that I'm bringing in out of the five in the book, right? They're very clear about what their mission and purpose is, and they hire for attitude. They hire for attitude, not skills, and they do it very well.
And they train them to do what they want. Hold on to that thought.
Exactly.
Ekaterina Walter is our guest, folks. She's the author of Think Like Zuck, available wherever books are sold. We'll be right back and talk about some other things you and I can learn from these great entrepreneurs. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
That I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.